with him surrendering, a lot of the Confederates were fighting not for the Confederacy, but for Robert E. Lee. And once he capitulates, others will get the word, just a matter of time.
Jim Pearson is a volunteer historian with the National Park Service at Arlington National Cemetery. Though it is known today as the final resting place of around 400,000 American soldiers, this property was once the home of the most famous general to fight against the United States in our nation's bloodiest war.
When the first graves were brought up here, coffins up here in 1864, they were put around the garden here to deter the Lees from coming back.
Part of this was out of animosity to the man who many considered to be a traitor, but the U.S. government primarily seized the land out of necessity.
The actual cemeteries in and around Washington, D.C. were filling up. Soldiers brought from the battlefields died of illnesses or wounds. They have to be buried someplace.
For more information about Civil War locations overseen by the National Park Service, go to nps.gov/Civil War. Matt Kubischek, TERP Weekly Edition.